A very good afternoon from the sports team. It's been a poor start for the Proteas women's side, who've lost their opening match of the Tri-Series in Sri Lanka. They went down to India earlier today by 15 runs. It was a fairly valiant effort in the end from the Proteas women's side, though it must be said. Tasman Brits top scored with 109 off just 107 balls, as the Proteas were bowled out for 261. That was chasing the 276 set by India earlier on. Amongst the wickets, though, Nonkululeko Mlaba bowling nicely, 2 for 55 from her 10 overs. And then, along with Brits's 109, there was 30 from Annerie Dirksen, but not much else for the Proteas. Laura Wolfart at the top of the order made 43 of 75 balls. They did get to 140 before they lost their first wicket in their chase, but unfortunately losing wickets regularly towards the back end, and they fell short with 4 balls to spare there. They do still face Sri Lanka in another game to see who will make it through to that final of their Tri-Series. Then in some football news, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says that he feels the weight of history ahead of tonight's home leg of their Champions League semi-final with Paris Saint-Germain. They've never won the European Cup before, having reached the final once when they lost to Barcelona back in 2006. Arteta's calling on fans to play their part. And former winger Freddie Ljungberg tells Sky Sports News Arsenal's win over PSG in the competition's league phase will give them confidence.
Arsenal's way of playing football, it's quite defensively strong. They have a great side. I think everybody a little bit disappointed by the league, but this is their chance, and I think they can do it.
That one kicks off at 9 p.m. this evening at the Emirates. And finally, in rugby news, former SA Schools lock Riley Norton will captain the Junior Springboks in their Rugby Championship opener against Argentina in Gqeberha tomorrow. Another Junior Springbok, Wandile Mlaba, starts at number 8. 2024 SA Schools and SA 18 captain Setu Imbelele starts at hooker. Blitzbokker Gino Cupido starts on the wing, while Batu Hlekane and outside back JC Mars are amongst the replacements who are expected to make an impact off the bench. That one kicks off at 4:10 tomorrow. Australia take on New Zealand in the opening match at 2 p.m. tomorrow. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.